Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
May they all be one as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that the world may believe that you sent me, says the Lord.
Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Lifting up his eyes to heaven, Jesus prayed, saying, I pray not only for these, but also for those who will believe in me through the word, so that they may all be one, as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, and that they may also be in us, that the world may believe that you sent me, and I have given them the glory you gave me, so that they may be one, as they are one, as we are one, I in them, and you in me, that they may be brought to perfection as one, that the world you know that you sent me, and that you love them even as you loved me. Father, they are your gift to me. I wish that where I am, they also may be with me, that they may see my glory that you gave me. Because you loved me before the foundation of the world. Righteous Father, the world also does not know you, but I know you, and they know that you sent me. I make known to them your name, and I will make it known that the love with which you love me may be in them and I in them. Gospel of the Lord.
Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia.
The theme of the teaching of Jesus today is unity. Unity, as if we live in the Blessed Trinity, God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. This togetherness, Jesus expects us with each human person live just one mind, one heart. He sent to us so that we can keep have this experience. How can we keep this unity? Nothing else but just to love. The Blessed Trinity is perpetually mutual love. The Father loves the Son loves the Father. This mutual love becomes the Holy Spirit. So all this Blessed Trinity is nothing else but mutual love. And Jesus comes on earth just to expect us that our love be like the Blessed Trinity. That means our love is unconditional, is our love is always being the first one to love. Sometimes we expect people to do something good and we respond to it. But that's not the teaching of Jesus. He taught us to love like Jesus himself. He loves us, it doesn't mean we love him first. He sacrificed for us, not because we are doing something good, just because we are not good, so that he loves us more immensely. That's the same thing. When people doesn't love you, seek first this gift of loving the other person unconditionally. Even the first one to love. If people do not greet you, you greet him first. It's hard, because they might not look at you, but at least you do your part. Jesus is doing kind things for us. We'll never look at him. We'll never say thanks. But still Jesus loves us the same. He expects, but he still loves us unconditionally. Not because we are good and then he loves us more. You know, on the other hand, even because we are not good, he loves us more. That's the love of Blessed Trinity. That's the love that Jesus wants us to imitate. We pray hard for this special grace. Jesus given all the opportunity to live the Blessed Trinity with your family members, with the people working together with you. You might say, you did not choose. Some are not really good to you. Even when you die, you're going to make full unity. This is not your fault. But at least you try. At least this is your life expectation for yourself. With two or three united in their name, I'm in your midst. Keep this unity. Keep this love. Jesus' love. This love is unconditional. Always being the first one to love. So we try to do it. Today we ask a special grace from the Lord. To know better with whom we are with. To stay with the Spirit of Christ. Love them as Christ would love them. No expectation. Even no good response, we still keep laughing, smiling. This is where peace comes from. No expectation. Just being the first one to love, then you will find this peace. Because love is always the first one to love. We ask the Lord to bless us today. Every moment that we be his instrument to love every person that we encounter today.